Hey everybody, welcome to the first official edition of Rock and Ramble with Glenn and Lucia. Those of you who know us, we're formerly known as Spitfire and Kickass, and I'm sure you guys all know who this beautiful stud muffin is on the show tonight. We tried doing this twice before. This is round three. I hope we don't have to do it again, but I never get sick of talking to you, Chris, so it's all good. So without further ado, the one and only, the very talented Mr. Christopher Langan.
Oh, you're too kind.
Listen, you and I, we go way back, okay? I know a lot of drummers. I give you the most respect out of them all.
Oh, geez, thank you. That's very nice of you to say.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. So we got a lot to catch up on, man, because, God, I can't even remember the last time I talked to you.
I was just looking at my Skype, and the date on it was September 30th was the last time we had a call.
God!
We probably talked. I mean, we've talked.
Yeah, I'm sure we have.
But that was the last time we tried this, I think.
I think so. But that's what happens when you wear many hats. You know, I wish I had that little character thing that comes up when a hat shows up, you know? So, let's get right to the point. You're teaching. You're sharing your talent.
Yeah. Yep. All over the place.
Tell me.
Well, still working at the Scranton Music Academy.
Nice.
On Kaiser Ave.
Nice.
Teaching there during the week.
Mm-hmm.
And I also offer private lessons at right here.
Now, where is right here? Your studio. Where's that?
Oliphant. Well, nice. Blake. I say Oliphant, it's actually Blakely, but...
Blakely, Oliphant, you know, they're all borderline Petville.
I don't know whose idea it was to split it up into, like, three boroughs. It's like, all the same thing.
Exactly.
But yeah, here on the weekends, that's pretty much booked solid. I got a few openings at the school that are just, like, a couple holes to fill, but...
Nice.
That's really it.
Very cool. And then
of course, online, I mean, to thousands of people
mm-hmm.
that watch the videos. So.
And you have not only are you teaching in person, where you're spreading yourself here, there, no here, no there, you're on YouTube. Tell me about your channel.
Well, it will be a year in March since I launched it.
And how many subscribers have you gotten in a year?
Up right around 500.
That is pretty sick, man. What's your secret?
Consistency.
Well, you'll have to teach me that consistency secret.
You know, putting out, get a schedule, you know what I mean? Like, if you say you're going to put a video out Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Right.
Better have a video out Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Right.
500 subscribers in a year might not sound like a lot.
That is a lot because, you know.
But it's tough.
Right. And I didn't mean to over-talk you there, but you see all these other people out there, all these little kid prodigies playing drums. They've got thousands, they've got millions of viewers. And the channel's new.
Yeah. Yep. So that's another thing. You've got to really be unique and different, you know?
There's nothing wrong with that. At all. So. Now, anybody famous subscribe to your channel yet?
Not that I know of.
Because I would expect, actually, okay.
I lied there. a pretty well known drummer by the name his name's Chris, but they call him Chip Ritter.
Okay.
He is, if you look up drumstick tricks, that guy is what is going to show up. And him and I have been talking. We're planning on doing a collab video. So.
No!
Yeah.
I'm going to have to find out who the guy is that I follow on YouTube where he will take any song and convert it into any genre. And I'm just going to say, listen, do a collab video with my boy. I have to find out who he is because I have so many people that subscribe to, you know, the Lucia and Glenn channel versus all these other channels that I'm subscribed to. I'm going to find them. I'll give you a little bonus treat.
Yeah, absolutely. Collabs are another really good thing. As a matter of fact, I'm sitting here right before I hopped on with you here. I'm doing another drum lesson video guy by the name. His channel's called Wheelin' Drums. He's from Ireland.
Nice.
I'm doing a collab video with him. He asked me to come on as like a guest instructor and do a lesson.
Very cool. And now you're doing a podcast like I do, from what I understand. Tell me
more. Yeah. Yeah. So I decided my Instagram has been doing really well.
Good.
And
good.
I've met a lot of drummers across the world that do the same thing I do, posting videos constantly. And I decided that I wanted to do a podcast where I could talk to these people and
very cool.
And kind of help them get some exposure.
You could also do a video cast like we're doing too.
Yeah. I'm thinking about that. I want to get the audio thing down first.
Yeah,
get good at that.
Audio's easy.
Yeah,
talking
yeah.
to a pro here. Audio's easy.
But the whole entire point of it is to, we're going to have our segments with, you know, lessons, gear.
Very cool.
All that kind of stuff. But I want to feature, like, somebody that's up and coming and really, like, killing it, like, on social media.
Excellent.
Because you know what? I hate to say it, but that's where things are going.
That's how it works.
You might be sitting there wondering, Chris, why don't you play out in any bands anymore?
No.
Because that ain't where it's at.
Nope, it's not. I couldn't agree with you more, Chris.
And I hate to say I told everybody around here so in 10 years when they're all scratching their heads like, what do? I missed the train.
Yeah.
No, so.
No, I hear you. And how about recent endorsements? Have you gotten any recent endorsements?
Yeah, hooked up with Drum Tax.
Really?
Yeah.
Talk to me.
Are these guys.
That is very cool. Now, what is that?
These are, you may have seen drummers put, like, tape and stuff on their drums to, like, dampen the sound. These are the best thing on the market, honest to God. They don't necessarily dampen the drum. They absorb the tonal control tabs. And unlike those like moon gels and like the sticky oily things that just melt and look crappy on your drums.
Right.
These are actually a patented polymer that if you think about it, it's like a bazillion little microscopic suction cups. So they just sick right on your drum.
Okay.
And my drums sound a million times better because of them.
Very nice.
And JC, one of the owners of the company, him and I met up recently.
Very
trying
cool.
Trying to get their product in Jax Northeast right now to help the drummers around here become aware of it. I mean, they're known around the world. I can't believe we don't have them here yet.
That's great. Now, what if somebody wanted to purchase those from a website of yours? Where can people do that?
Well, you would just want to go to Drum Tax's website right now.
Okay.
Drumtax.com.
Right.
They're on Instagram, Facebook, everything as
right.
well. So.
But you can also have it on your own personal website. Maybe get yourself a little commission for it. Have you thought about building a website?
Well, I have a website.
Oh, really?
I'm going to be redoing it though.
Ah.
Because right now it's just kind of an information tool.
Right.
You can go on there and it'll, you know, if you want to sign up for lessons or whatever, or get directed to my other channels, but I'm going to be redoing it because, with this whole online drum lesson thing, I'm going to be, instead of giving all my tricks away to YouTube, I'm going to start putting together lesson packs.
That's good.
Selling stuff like that. So the people that can't necessarily sign up and dedicate a day every week to coming to a drum
That's
lesson.
right.
You know, they could buy a pack and learn at their own pace.
Very
you know?
Cool.
So I'm going to be putting that together. Also, that way I can kind of put the podcast and all everything on there. It's going to be all redone. So.
Cool. And is that going to be the same site where, let's say, if a beginner drummer's starting out, will they find that information there too?
Yeah, I'm actually going to be building a second site specifically for that.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not going to be like chrislangandrummer.com, but
gotcha.
It's going to be more of a, like an informational site where they can go on there and see what the best drum kit might be to start with. And
well, you can make that part of your website. You just have to make a separate page for it rather than build a second site.
Well, I'm going to be trying to do some affiliate marketing through it.
Gotcha. That's smart. That's really smart.
Yeah.
So what platforms are you on now? I know last time we talked about Instagram, talked about Google Plus, which I just recently learned with Google Plus, it's kind of the same way with Facebook and that dumb algorithm, but you have to be pretty much creative to get that plus one in the Google Plus world, so that's still a developing story in my book. I haven't learned the ins and outs of it yet, but the Facebook algorithm, I think you got it down pat, where you're getting more people to like your stuff. I've been following you in your path.
You know, it's honestly, Facebook is one of the worst for me, to be honest.
Really?
It's one of the worst, yeah. I get more support from people I don't know around the world than I do from people I know. And it's sad to say, but.
Yeah, it is sad to
say. I can't get people I've known for 20 years to click the like button, but
no.
Somebody over in Bulgaria is going to give me $5 a month on my Patreon page because they like what I do.
But here's another thing, too. As the saying goes, they say when they don't click on your page, doesn't mean that they're not watching. They just are one of those what you call Facebook or internet trolls. I have a lot of them.
Yeah. Whatever.
So.
Maybe they are, but.
That's what I
think.
No, that's what I think, honestly. You never know. I could be wrong, but.
Right.
So, last but not least. You've got to be playing somewhere. You've got to be doing something musically. You're not in a band or tracking music or something. I'm not buying it.
I'm tracking. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm working. Working on Grant Williams' next album.
I knew it.
Abby Vale's debut album.
I've been hearing a lot about her.
Yep.
I've been hearing a lot. Like. Everywhere I go on Facebook, I hear Abby Vale, like, when people are, like, asking for bassists and stuff like that, you know? And it's like, oh, God. It's like, if anybody can be as good as Natalie, and I'm hearing that it's Abby, I got to go see this. I really do, because I just have an infatuation with women playing anything.
Yeah, Abby's good. And her, she's very good. She's a very good songwriter, too, for just being a bass player, you know?
Very sweet.
I thought Grant was the only guy that could pull that off.
No! Are you kidding?
I was wrong.
Abby's his counterpart.
Yeah, yeah. And it's funny, I'm working with both of them.
Nice.
So
what did I forget? Did we cover all bases that we wanted to cover in this beautiful debut episode? Pray that it works.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I mean, just doing the websites, doing the social media, the YouTubes, the podcast is coming up.
Cool.
Working on Abby and Grant's. Oh, I'm tracking drums for Mike and Hammer and D West for their acoustic show.
So
if you go,
they're still playing all these years.
If you go and see D West acoustic with just the two of them,
yeah.
And you hear drums,
that's you.
Eh, that's me.
Yeah. Hey, that's pretty smart, you know. Because when I did Effort Never Dies, the whole back track was all one guy. That's it. And
in fact, it's
being redone because I started playing piano again, and I need to play piano on that song, or it just isn't right. So
I saw that. How's that going?
Not bad. We got 3 episodes down. We were supposed to have a new song this week, and we don't, so I had to pull one out of the archives. And I'm training my inner ear again, where I just put the music in my ear as it's playing, and I'm doing better with that, but there's ways to cheat. I've actually started to look for other keyboardists who I can collaborate with on how to cheat and be able to do it at the same time without turning the wretched music. That just drives me nuts. But,
Yeah.
yeah.
There's remind me to message you afterwards. I downloaded this app that when I was getting into the piano there for a little bit, that was really helpful. It took away that boring learning part about it.
That's
So
what I'm all about.
I'll have to send that to
But
you.
yeah, we're three episodes in. We've been getting some viewers, so it's pretty good. I don't mind doing it on Facebook Live. I really don't, because that's the whole thing behind it all. But I would rather just record the video, put it on YouTube, and then take your little secrets and be like, "Hey, go on over to
So wait, is this live on anything right now or no?
No, this is just our, me and you, and it's gonna go on YouTube.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. I have this
Cool.
nice little program I like to use. Somebody gave me this idea many eons ago, and it works better than anything else once I put it up to YouTube. So I don't know what's built into it, but it's
Nice.
pretty sick, yeah. But I want to thank you for taking time on a Saturday night at 8 o'clock, hanging out with good old me of Rock and Ramble. Of course, my other half is MIA. It's tax season, so we won't see him surface till April, when we're in
Yeah.
Egypt. But I want to thank
Speaking of
you.
which, I gotta get mine done. Oh.
You might need Glenn.
Yeah, 'cause I got a lot of write-offs.
Oh,
I
man.
bought a lot of stuff this year.
Very cool. Well, this
So.
concludes our episode one of Rock and Ramble. Cross your fingers, everybody, that it works, because if it does, then I know what to look next and forward and start doing these again. Chris, thanks again as always.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me.